Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much. That's Bruce Hornsby in the range bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and The Age of the Customer. It's my new book, and the website is ageofthecustomer.com. Judith Glazer, Dr. Judith Glazer, is our good friend, our guest, and longtime Brain Trust member. She's the author of the very important book, Conversational Intelligence, How Great Leaders Build Trust and Get Extraordinary Results. Judy, thanks again for hanging out with us. Folks, it's not just about trust. Trust is a big deal. It's in red letters on her book. Judy, as you know, I devoted an entire chapter in my new book to trust. I said that in my book that when proto markets were born 10,000 years ago, trust was there. Mm-hmm. But 10,000 years later, in this really sophisticated marketplace we have right now, trust is more important than ever. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I think it is at the moment of contact, when we're making a connection with someone, the first thing that gets read in our body is whether there's trust or not. And our brains are smart. They've taken billions of years to evolve to this place. And so it's the faster chemical reactions that happen. We may not see them because we're used to talking, like each word is taking up a certain amount of time. But that's not how it works in the body, right? In the body, it's 20,000 times faster. I mean, 0.07 seconds is fast.
and that's the thing that most of us don't think about. We think about, I say something, you hear it, and you like it or you don't like it, and we think of it as this vaporous feeling that we have. But what you're saying, that what your research has shown, is that it has physical implications. It has physical manifestations, doesn't it?
It does, and let me make it really simple, because this is what our research was pointing to. We were able to tag with colors. Two colors, a green color and a red color, on certain questions that people answered in our survey. We only used 10 questions. And then we wanted to see how often people did these things that were either red or green. And then we wanted to see what the implication of it was at the end of the research. And this is what happened. We found out that human beings know that there's certain kinds of things that you need to do to make people feel good, like having lots of curiosity about a person is stimulating to them. And if it's curiosity, not like, why did you do this? But it's curiosity about, tell me more about what you're interested in. That has a chemical component, that question. And so when I say to you, Jim, I loved your book, and I loved that chapter, and I want to hear more about it, tell me more, then you're going to get a good feeling inside. Mm-hmm. And you know I read it, you know I loved it, and it elevates what's called oxytocin, which is the chemical that enables us to bond more.
Can we feel that? Is there a physical manifestation from that happening? You know how when you imagine a good day, you've got something planned, two or three things planned, and you're just going to have an amazing day, and you get like a little tingle or not a chill, but kind of a little, you know what I'm talking about?
I sure do. We get it all the time.
Is that what oxytocin is?
Yes, it's that feeling.
Is that how it feels?
You feel good inside, and you can even feel it in your heart. Like you think about a person, and all of a sudden, my heart starts to beat faster in a good way.
Right.
And yeah, all of that.
I mean, this is folks. I'm trying to show. Judy's trying to explain to you that this manifests physically.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And conversely, if I know it's going to be a bad day, whatever that feeling is on the other side of that oxytocin, that's where I want to, you know, stay in bed and pull the covers over my head.
That's right. So this is what we've learned about the negative side, and it's what I call the red side. So that you have like red light, green light. But on the red side, this is what our research also proved, is that when we do something to people, like we listen to reject them, how many times have you been listening to somebody and you're already thinking in your head, I don't get that idea. I don't like that idea. What? Those stupid idiots, how could they think that? If your thoughts are in your head and you're thinking that, you're emitting a different type of energy. That person picks it up, and it's picked up faster. And this is what's even more amazing. The ripple effect of that neurochemistry, which is the fear hormone, lasts longer because our fear networks have been built stronger as a trestle in our head than the oxytocin networks. We're coming to a time where we're trying to move.
Say
more
that. Whoa, slow down. Slow down, Judy.
Yeah.
Slow down.
Yeah.
I want you to say all that. I want you to say all that again.
Okay. So what is happening?
The trestle. Back before the trestle thing. This is amazing. Go ahead.
The fear networks have been built over millions and billions of
years. The fear networks that we have inside of us.
Yes. Correct.
The fear networks. All right, go ahead now.
Okay. Are in our lower brain. They are stronger and more complex, more diffuse in the brain. They send tentacles into the brain. So when we pick up that messaging that I've been rejected or somebody doesn't like me, it activates the fear network, which is bigger in our brain, and it sends more cortisol, which then has a different effect in our brain than oxytocin,
and this
effect lasts longer.
And this is from the reptilian part, the primitive part of our brain.
Yes.
That's older, and so... So you're saying that the humans are more genetically, primordially predisposed to respond physically to negative than we are to respond physically to positive.
Correct. And when we do, it owns our brain. The chemical called cortisol owns our brain. They are the master of the brain. And it shifts everything. It actually shifts how we see reality.
So the protagonist is oxytocin. Mm-hmm. The antagonist is cortisol.
Correct.
Folks,
excellent.
When we come back, Judy's going to help you and me do a better job of delivering an oxytocin response and less cortisol responses. Tintil, the book is Conversational Intelligence.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.